We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are heading into the weekend. It's Friday, August the 10th. I'm Scoot. Very glad you're with us this afternoon. We've been talking about a lot. It's Free for All Friday on the show. If you're just tuning in, it won't take you long to figure out exactly what we're talking about. I want to talk about something that I did yesterday on the show, and I did it after the show yesterday. I went to Amanda Shaw's house, and she's a friend, and I asked her if I could borrow a red dress for the Red Dress Run. I should have picked somebody bigger than Amanda Shaw because I'm telling you, these dresses were really, really tight. Anyway, so I want you to decide which dress I should wear. So I was literally in the closet and came out of the closet wearing the dresses at Amanda's house. The video is all on our website, WWL.com. You can go there right now, watch the video, and then you've got a chance to vote on dress one, two, or three. And I will wear the dress that you think I should wear tomorrow when I cover the Red Dress Run live on WWL Radio Facebook. So just take a look at it. It was fun, but I got to tell you, men and women are built very, very differently. Okay, I knew that before this, but it was just a big reminder that we're built differently. And you know, like the waist, like Amanda's waist would be different from my... Anyway, it was an experience, contrary to what many of you think. It's not something that I do on a regular basis, but I am going to do it for the Red Dress Run. This is a charity event. So go online, just Google Red Dress Run, and register. A lot of people just show up in red dresses and drink. But this is a very worthwhile charity that helps charities and nonprofits here in the New Orleans area. So, I may not actually do the run, but I will register so I am contributing to the event. Since it's Free for All Friday, we can talk about what you want to talk about. If you're on hold, stay with us. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Is releasing a movie about a black detective infiltrating the Klan on the one-year anniversary of a white nationalist protest wrong, or is it smart marketing? We're still at 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Metairie, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Friday, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Quick comment about the NFL thing. It's game and Cam Jordan and Trump tweeting and whatnot. I was just kind of curious, for people to get that upset about something, regardless of what your reasoning is, to stop purchasing a product or watch something like football, you have to be pretty angry. I mean, like really angry about it.
Yeah.
And that also prompts people's discussion on social media and other places and conversations. I'd just be curious, and I bet $1 million that a lot of these people who are that angry about guys kneeling to protest social injustice will not post an angry thing this weekend about white nationalists having a rally on the anniversary of Charlottesville in Washington, D.C., with, holding up Nazi flags at the same time holding up American flags. They will be flying Confederate flags for us Southerners who want to say the Confederate flag is about Southern pride and we shouldn't be tied to racism. I guarantee you that they're not going to be as angry about that as they are about these black men who kneel. So I'd like to, challenge people, why one gets you that angry and the other one doesn't. And about the, speaking of the last caller, John, who called you a little while ago, I haven't had a chance to see your dresses online. Are all of them sleeveless? Just curious.
No, they're not all sleeveless, but one is.
Okay, well, I wouldn't wear that one because I'm pretty sure your swastikas will show.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've got swastikas tattooed all over my body, and yeah. That's going to come out because I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So be careful.
All right, Mike, I appreciate that. That's really good advice. Yeah, you can check it out on the video. See all the swastikas all over my body. Here is a text that says, "Scoot, you look smashing, darling," from Mrs. Thurston Howell. Look, I don't want to look smashing at a dress. Okay, that's not the point. And look, Ian Hoax in the other studio, and I'm reading his lips. He's going, "Yes, you do." No, I don't particularly want to look smashing. I want this to be like a joke. It's really it's taken off on our website, WWL.com. This was just a fun thing, and you know, this is the kind of stuff I've done my entire career. So I thought, well, you know what the hell? Let's do it and have fun with it. And some people have suggested that we auction off the dress after, but that's Amanda's dress. So my plan was to have it cleaned and give it back to her. From Laplace, Raymond, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Scoot, one of the most troubling things I heard this week is that 23 or 24% of Americans believe the president ought to have the power to shut down the media, or the media to have his choice.
Yeah, actually,
we talked
about that. It was, I think it was, wait, hang on, I've got the story right here. It was much greater when the question was asked, should the president have the power to shut down the media? I think it was 49%. Okay, here it is. 43% of Republicans say that Trump should have the authority to shut down the media, but that was just if the media engages in bad behavior. But 23% of Republicans said that he should have the power to shut down specific media outlets like CNN, The Washington Post, and New York Times. And I agree with you. This is one of the most scary statistics that anybody's going to hear this month.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
Now my question to you is, let's say that poll was done when President Obama was in office. Do you think the results would have been the same?
No.
No, I don't either.
No.
I just truly don't. You know, and to me, that's just scary that they want to give the President of the United States that power.
Mm-hmm.
Scoots in bad behavior. We're going to shut down WWL.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, how do you define bad behavior? And some would define bad behavior as a negative story about the president when it's an actual news story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that disturbed me a lot. And I just couldn't believe that the numbers were that great.
Raymond, I'm glad you called and brought that up. It was part of our week. And I appreciate you. And where did Raymond call from? He called from Laplace. I get callers that are totally supportive of what I talk about on this show. Totally supportive from Laplace, Destrehan, the West Bank, all through St. Tammany Parish, City, Metairie, down on the Bayou. So, you know, this idea that everybody in this area is red is extremely, that's not true. And thank God there's enough diversity and freedom to have the diversity so we can have these conversations on our show. You got a comment, 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'll get back to your calls, and I'll get back to your text here in just a moment. Here's a text says, Scoot, never mind you. I want to see Amanda in dress 3. Well, yeah, I would agree with that. All right, this is one of the songs. I got off... I came to the station just a few minutes after coming home from 80s night last night in the quarter. It's one of the songs. I'm really kind of exaggerating. But, you know, there was a time in my career when there were times that you would listen to me in the morning, and I would go right from being out to going to do the morning show. We'll be back. That's Amanda Shaw, man. She has matured into one hell of a singer. I mean, she is just a blast on stage, and I had fun going over to her house yesterday and going in her closet and trying on dresses. I'm afraid the dress that I least want to wear is the one that's going to win. Out of 3 dresses, yeah, it's one that I'm... Well, it's so unforgiving. I really just don't want to wear it. But I'm afraid that's the one that's going to win. So if it looks like that's going to win, I think we'll hold off until tomorrow morning and decide. So you've got tonight to vote when you get home. Go to our website, WWL.com. And then I think we're going to put this on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. View the video. At the end of the video, you'll have a chance to vote. We'll tally up the votes, and I'll pick one of the dresses tomorrow and wear that as I do live coverage of the Red Dress Run tomorrow afternoon. But I'm going to have to go on I'm not going to be able to eat until after the thing. I mean, this dress is very, very tight. I think I need to develop some kind of an eating disorder between now and then. From Gentilly, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hello, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I just wanted to just say this. Look, I hear you guys talking about the conditions of the country. And the bottom line is this. If we do not learn from history, we will be doomed to repeat it. Look, this stuff about heritage, I think there is a Southern heritage when it comes to the Civil War, okay? And I think we should respect that. And matter of fact, I don't think we should ever forget that. Because the bottom line is this. What we're talking about right now is pure and unadulterated terrorism that African Americans are a tenth of the country. We are decimating a tenth of America, repeating this terroristic history. And what's scary is that we are actually having this conversation and not addressing what we're literally doing to our country by allowing this history to continue to repeat itself in many, many different ways. And we're allowing us to talk about these young men in the NFL as though they're disrespecting the flag when they are crying about the death of a tenth of our population from terrorism that's continuing from the racist history.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, that's the real sad thing about all of this is that somehow lost in all of this is the real meaning for the protest in the beginning. And now it's gotten all caught up in political tribalism. We really should be focusing on the real problem. And yes, there is a problem. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I don't agree with you on many things, but I listen to your show because of the difference of opinion. If everybody thought the same thing, this world would be pretty boring. Thank you. And thank you for that. And I love those of you who will come up to me and say, look, Scoot, I love your show, listen every day, but I don't always agree with you. That's okay. I'm not some cocky guy coming on the air trying to change everybody's opinion. My job is to come on the air and just do a show that's entertaining. But in the process, hopefully I make you think. It's not my goal to just make you change your mind or change your political party. That's not my goal. My goal is to just help people think and help them analyze the issues of the day. Because there's so much BS out there on both sides that it's hard to find common sense. And it's a common sense approach that really drives me to do this show every afternoon. From Thibodeau, Richard, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. First time caller. Just started listening to you a couple of weeks ago. But I'm talking about, I'm very impressed by your open mindedness and sticking to the facts also.
It's not easy.
Trump coming down on these NFL players and actually insulting them like that they don't really know what they're protesting about. And I really don't understand where he's coming from. And if you look at Trump, he's banging the drum for patriotism and in his own words saying he's the most pro-military president ever. Yet when he had the chance to serve, he had not one, two, three. He had five draft deferments.
Oh, that's a good point.
One for bone spurs. And it's kind of amusing. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that President Trump was among the white privileged men that did not go to Vietnam because he had influence and had some outs. And there's a song, Fortunate Son, by Creedence Clearwater Revival, that is all about, I ain't no senator's son. And it was about people who were being drafted who didn't have any influence or money or anything in their lives that would help them get out of the draft. So, there's so much hypocrisy there. What's most scary to me about the hypocrisy, Richard, is that that so many people buy into it without even thinking about the hypocrisy. That's what's really scary, is that so many people are so gullible and they don't think about anything other than, oh, well, that's what he said. And if he says he's the greatest military president, then he's the greatest military president. And right now it's kind of a joke because, we were supposed to be all settled and free of any problems from North Korea. And North Korea is now saying that the United States, that their policies toward North Korea are gangster style. So yeah. It doesn't sound like he made much headway there.
No, and I agree. I don't believe in the name calling thing, but insecure. When you do what he does on Twitter, I think that would be a pretty good word for it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, at some point, you know, you've got to stand up and show that you're tough enough to take some criticism. You know, everybody takes criticism, especially if you're president of the United States. Richard, have a great weekend down on the bayou. Glad you called our show. Here is a text that says, please let the people know from the failing New York Times, has made $25 million last quarter. Thank you, Donald Trump. This is a really good point. You know, these newspapers that were failing, as President Trump says, they're making bucks because of Trump. People are now paying attention, more attention to the New York Times and the Washington Post than before. So he's really had a positive impact. Bashing the media has really, in some ways, helped the media. And one of the newspapers says, democracy dies in the dark, which is a great slogan. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We'll be right back. That's right. Putting on a red dress tomorrow. Which red dress will I wear? That's up to you. Go to our website, WWL.com. View the video about Scoot coming out of the closet for the red dress run. And vote on dress number 1, 2, or 3. You know, I apparently offended some people, and I apologize for that. It was not my intent to offend anybody when I said I need to develop an eating disorder so I can lose weight for the dress. And there are people who do have eating disorders, and I apologize if you were offended by that. This is a live show, and I'm not perfect, and there are things that I might say, and I'm going to be man enough to say if you were offended, I do apologize, but that was certainly not my intent. But yeah, I mean, this dress, I feel like I can't eat anything until after tomorrow. Is releasing a movie about a black detective infiltrating the Klan on the one-year anniversary of a white nationalist protest, is that wrong or is that smart marketing? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 51% say it's smart marketing. 49% say it's wrong. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. From the North Shore, Stuart, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show. Hello, Stuart. Okay. From New Orleans, Dorian, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I just wanted to say first, you know, how much I appreciate your show. I actually just started listening about a month ago. And as an avid NPR listener, I was really refreshed by everything that you're saying on the local level. So, you know, thank you. And, you know, I appreciate what you're adding to the discourse. I feel like it's important. But anyway, my comment actually is about a friend of mine who was present at the Charlottesville event, a protest, I guess. And she was one of the people that was pretty severely injured, one of the protesters or counter-protesters that was there. And I guess the reason why I thought about bringing it up is because I feel like that, as we're talking about media frenzy and people sort of really getting the wrong idea about, you know, what the NFL protesters are about, and you know, that we kind of get lost in the emotional side of everything, and this, that there are real people and real stories, and they're there for very complicated, well, some complicated and some simple reasons. And they're not necessarily as sensational and threatening as so many people feel about it. It's one of the things that frustrates me a lot about the media coverage of all of these events.
You're very smart, Dorian, to try to analyze the media coverage, because more people need to do that. Because if we are brainwashed, or if we are taught to think something by the media, we've allowed that to happen.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and it's easy. As human beings, we tend to be a little bit lazy, and it takes a lot of work to kind of, you know, dig deep. And it's easy just to listen and sort of form our opinions based off the soundbite.
Well, you know, I've proven this on Facebook a couple of times,
right.
And it's amazing. I will put up a headline that doesn't even go with the video, and the people respond, and they criticize me by the headline, but what I've done is said the actual opposite in the video, so they didn't even take time to view the video. So that speaks to that laziness.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and my hope is, you know, I plan to go and see the Black Klansman. I feel like it's a really important story, and it's probably well-timed just because, you know, the media is now remembering the Charlottesville event. But my worry about it is that it's going to be a perfect echo chamber for people that already view it as an important topic for us to be talking about, and it will further alienate those people that feel threatened by that message.
I think you're absolutely right about that, Dory, and I'm going to try to see it this weekend, and if I do, and I expect to, I'll look at it. We'll talk about it on Monday afternoon. Dorian, I appreciate you finding this show recently, and I would appreciate you telling your friends and sharing it with your friends, because I need your support in the afternoon from 1 to 4 here.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you very much.
All right, Dorian. Thank you. And from Biloxi, Joe, you're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Joe.
Been listening since 1977 when I used to drive from the Gulf Coast over to meet you every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I appreciate you manning up on the comment you just made about the disorder, you know. What do you think would happen if President Trump would have said something like that? Press would have been all over it, and probably wouldn't have slacked off for a week on that comment. But you know, I'm not getting on to you for saying that. You know, you did it, you know, not out of fun or.
Well, you know, sometimes we say things out of ignorance, and to be honest with you, if I don't have something in my life that directly puts me in touch with it, there's always a possibility that I'm going to say something that's insensitive to somebody who is dealing with it.
Well, don't you think everybody does that?
Absolutely.
Just like you said, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We say things we don't mean, but you know, and sometimes we say things, you know, that's a slip of the tongue.
Yep.
And the reason for my call is I'm just tired of people bashing President Trump. You know, he's got some bad sides to him. He's got some good sides to him. You know, I don't think we need to be bashing people. People need to get up there and do their job. If they're not going to do their job as far as Congress and support the president, and even if Hillary was elected president, we need to support her as being president, too.
I would hope. I've got to move on, Joe. But listen, I really appreciate you listening over the years, and I'm glad you're still with us. But, you know, we should support the president. And whoever the president is, we should want that president to succeed. I mean, I want Trump to succeed, because if he fails, that's not good for America. And I'm part of America. If Hillary won and she failed, that would not be good for America. Here's another song that is going to kind of remind people like me who are wearing a red dress tomorrow how to act in the quarter. Yeah, come on. You wear a dress, you got to act like a man, you know. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. I'll have to think of a lot of real masculine things to talk about while I'm wearing the dress. Hey, man, how about that Saints game yesterday? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I'm going to put on my red dress, but don't call me baby. Well, I ain't going out with you in no red dress. Man, I've heard that people show up in the red dresses like later that evening in various places. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to look forward to taking this red dress off, because I don't think I'm going to be able to. If the red dress that I think is going to win your vote, then I'm going to have to really not be breathing the whole afternoon. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing works out. Because, yeah, we're going to be live from the Red Dress Run and Party in the French Quarter tomorrow afternoon on WWL Radio on Facebook. And if you're out there in it, have your phone with you and check in, and you'll see the event live as we covered. Here's a text that says, sure glad we didn't have a bunch of draft dodgers like Muhammad Ali, who also didn't serve because he didn't believe in war. How convenient. It was he was certainly physically able. Oh my God, this is just such a ripe thing to address. I really appreciate you sending that. First of all, Muhammad Ali is not president. He's dead. But he was never president. Secondly, Muhammad Ali did not brag about being the best person to represent the military. President Trump brags about being the best person to represent the military, the best military president, best president for the military, and he skipped out of the draft. He dodged it. The other thing is Muhammad Ali was highly criticized when he did that. And I remember that. Muhammad Ali did not make up conscientious objector. That is a legitimate way to not fight in the military. Conscientious objector is something that was created by the military itself. And that's different from dodging the draft. Dave, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man? I don't always agree with you, but today I find myself mostly in agreement with me.
Well, that's no fun.
But I do want to make three quick points about the NFL player protests and Trump. The first one, I've heard a few people erroneously state that the First Amendment is not available at work. And that it's a total misnomer. Just for clarification, I know you've referred to something similar to this, but your First Amendment right does not just disappear because you go to work. You're not breaking any laws if you're speaking freely at work. What happens is that at work, your boss has the right to determine what you say and don't say at the office or time or her time.
That's right.
So your First Amendment doesn't go. They're not going to haul you off to jail just because you're speaking your mind. You're not breaking any laws at work by speaking freely.
But if your boss has no rules concerning that, then up to that point, you do have freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, that was my first point, and I just can't stand it when I hear people come in and say, oh, there's no First Amendment right or what. That's just not true. Secondly, my biggest beef, is not with Trump, although I can't stand his oversteps and overreaches, but my biggest gripe is with all of the weak-minded people who allow Trump to define patriotism and these protests and manipulate them. It's like they're so easily brainwashed.
Yep, they are.
Well,
and you know, and Dave, also, people are very offended when I try to set the record straight and explain that I am a patriotic American. And if you disagree with me on some topics, that does not mean I'm not a patriotic American. And it is my patriotism that compels me, inspires me every day to come on the air and try to set the record straight using some common sense.
Word. I agree with you on that. And my third point is that people don't realize that the president of the United States, or really any government leader, is not allowed by federal law to insert themselves into the dealings of a private business. And Trump is breaking the law. And it's a matter of time before somebody takes him to task on that. Nobody's taking him to task on all of his other reaches, and I just think it's so important that we understand that the president of the United States is not above the law, and that he is actually breaking the law when he advises the NFL what to do about those players.
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to have to leave it there. I appreciate the call. You know, I don't know if expressing his opinion is breaking the law. If he did interfere as the president in private business, well, that would be probably a different case. Look, we talked earlier to the young man who is portraying Michael Jackson in the musical MJ Live, which is tonight at the Sanger and tomorrow night at the Sanger, 7:30. During the conversation, he talked about what it was like to portray Michael Jackson. And it's all live. I mean, this guy's really singing, and it's really the dance. I talked to somebody who saw the show in Las Vegas, and he said it brought tears to his eyes. So you can, live the Michael Jackson experience tonight and tomorrow night at the Sanger. He also said in that conversation that he believes Michael Jackson was murdered. We're going to post that conversation on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, in just a little while. Okay, so first, Toto did the song Africa, and then Weezer covered it. Now, Toto has covered this Weezer hit, Hashpipe. This is Toto doing Weezer. You know what? This is going to be Tuesday's Text Off song. We'll play the original by Weezer, and we'll play the cover by Toto. You text me and tell me which one you like best. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. Wow, we are just about out of time. I had a blast today. I mean, yeah, we talked about some serious stuff, but it was fun. All right, don't forget to go to our website, WWL.com, and view the video of me coming out of the closet wearing a couple of red dresses and decide which one you think I should wear tomorrow. And then we're also going to post that on our Facebook page later, WWL Facebook, radio on Facebook. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Manassas, our show producer, and Ian Hoke, our studio producer. And right now it's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is follow. Text F-L-O-F, text F-O-L-L-O-W to 72881. That's text follow F-O-L-L-O-W to 72881. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 5 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. We've got a lot going on this weekend. Stay in touch with us on Facebook, WWL Radio, also the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram. And thank you for being part of our show. Have a great and safe weekend. We're back Monday. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.